In its fresh round of investigations, the Association of Parents of Disappeared Persons, an independent rights group, has come up with shocking numbers of presence of mass graves in 5 districts out of the total 22 districts in Jammu and Kashmir. The research investigation has documented the existence of 7,000 unmarked mass graves, and they expect it to go as high as 10,000 mark. The issue of mass graves in Kashmir touched the ground in 2005 when a disastrous earthquake hit Kashmir. Since then, the number of mass graves across the region kept swelling. Out of the estimated 7,000 mass graves, 2,156 have been confirmed by the State Human Rights Commission and 3,744 continue to be under investigations.
So far, the State Human Rights Commission has endorsed our findings for the 3 districts of Kupwara, Bandipora and Baramulla, where they say that unmarked graves are present. But from the information which we have received from the Jammu and Kashmir police through the right to information applications, it suggests that there are 2,700 first information reports lodged in different police stations of these 3 districts, and the figures of unmarked graves are around 5,000 in these 3 districts. So that's why figures are relatively changing and increasing only.
The human rights groups are pressing for impartial and independent investigations of the issue of mass graves, arguing when countries like East Timor, Rwanda, Argentina and Bosnia could underwent such investigations, what hinders international community to investigate the same in Jammu and Kashmir.
A state which is not willing to put any kind of checks and balances on security forces. It is essential that the international community and like-minded Indians and liberal-minded Indians continue to exert pressure, continue to build public opinion. I hope that at least in the states that are affected in India by this, this will become an election issue in the forthcoming 2014 parliamentary as well as the state assembly elections.
The Association of Parents of Disappeared Persons has also documented the cases of enforced disappearances in the region. The total number of missing men in the region has also crossed 8,000 mark. New Delhi denies any such allegations of rights violations in Kashmir and has maintained that these men must have crossed over to Pakistan-administered Kashmir for arms trainings. Human rights defenders say the refusal to investigate the issue of unmarked graves and enforced disappearance of more than 8,000 men in Kashmir has made the Indian state further culpable. They say New Delhi must allow an independent probe into these cases to show the innocence and complicity of its security agencies. Shahanabad, Press TV, Indian-controlled Kashmir.